The Elliott State Forest provides environmental protection for threatened and endangered species because it's public land, but that could change if the property becomes private. The Seneca Jones Timber Company submitted a bid on a 788-acre parcel called East Hockey Ridge. It was put up for sale by the state of Oregon. Cascadia Wildlands Conservation Director Francis Etherington says the parcel is invaluable and the coastal forests of Douglas County shouldn't be sold off.
These are our old coastal forests, which is why there are species that depend on these forests that can live nowhere else. Species like coho salmon and the spotted owl and the Marbler mullet.
Etherington says she's particularly worried about clear cuts on old growth forest. Kathy Jones is co-owner of the Seneca Jones Timber Company, and she freely acknowledges that clear cuts would take place if they receive the property.
Clear cutting mimics nature. If these lands are awarded to us and we maintain them as we do all of our private timber lands, we will be clear cutting and replanting Douglas fir.
Jones's positive characterization of clear-cutting rubs many Northwest residents the wrong way. Critics say tree farms are no substitute for an ecologically diverse forest, and environmental activists have threatened civil disobedience. East Hockey Ridge hasn't been surveyed for the state and federally protected marble murrelet, but a state biologist puts the likelihood of the bird's presence at 50%. Julie Curtis of the Oregon Department of State Lands says environmental regulations will still apply to private landowners.
If the winning bidder decides to do timber harvest, then they have to comply with the law.
Conservation groups sought to make their own bid on the property, but couldn't raise the funds in time. The results of the timber sale are expected in coming days, and both sides say they're gearing up for whatever conflicts may ensue. I'm Devin Schwartz reporting.